Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's up now?
Brother, what's up?
This is a groovy party, man.
Yeah,
I can dig it.
Solid.
Brother, brother, there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, father, we don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the end. For only love can conquer hate.
You know we've got to find a way
to bring some love and kiss here today. Picket lines and picket signs. Don't punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see.
When we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights, because we all have rights. And either we're going to stand for something or we're going to fall for anything. And at this point in the game, we can't fall for nothing, not one thing. Oh, do we have a show for you today? We have a wonderful show for you. We always have a great show for you. You know, yesterday was a very wonderful, beautiful Sunday. It was an amazing, wonderful Mother's Day Sunday. So to all the mothers around the world, around the United States, mothers in every state, mothers in every city, mothers in every country, I want to wish you a happy, wonderful Mother's Day. To my wonderful wife, happy Mother's Day again. To all my daughters who have kids, happy Mother's Day to you. To to all my aunties, nieces, cousins, all the women that have children in our family, happy Mother's Day to you. To all my friends from high school, happy Mother's Day to you. To all my friends from college, happy Mother's Day to you. Good morning, Letitia, my sister Letitia Long. Happy Mother's Day to you, too. And all the mothers around the world, happy Mother's Day to you. We're going to do a special tribute on the show later pertaining to mothers and all the wonderful things that mothers do to make sure that their children are wonderful and successful in life. Nobody knows what mothers do to make sure. Good morning, Pastor Wilson. Good morning, Pastor Wilson. Pastor Wilson, call into the show. I'm going to put the number in here for you. Call into the show, Pastor Wilson. I want to talk to you for a minute. We're going to talk later. We're going to talk about mothers and what all mothers do. Mothers do some amazing, amazing things. And we'll talk about that a little bit later. Because without a mother, where would we be? Without the nurturing of a mother, where would we be? Without the love, the unconditional love of a mother, where would we be? Amen. Praise God. So we have a wonderful show for you today. Thank you for that wonderful. And the number to our show, if you want to call in, is 646-787-8064. Okay, call into the show and then press 1. Press 1 and it'll put you in the queue and I'll get you on right away. There's the number to the show for all the Facebook people that are on Facebook. Thank you so much. What's up, Kevin D. Galis? Kevin, I want to send a special, prayer out to my brother Kevin D. At the loss of your mother, man. God bless you. We love you. Dorsey High loves you. We support you. Dear God, just bless. Hey, what's up, son? Good morning. Dear God, just bless my brother Kevin and bless all the mothers and bless all the family. And we just thank you. Hallelujah. We just thank you, God, for everything, everything in the whole wide world. Good morning. Good morning, Ishmael, my son. Good morning. Good to see you on. And may God bless everyone you love, Brother Kevin D. You're welcome, my brother. You are honored and loved, and we send nothing but blessings to you. Good morning, Rochelle Moore. What's up, Rochelle Moore? How are you? Welcome to the show. To everybody that's on, if you want to listen to our show on the phone, on your cell phone, you know, hey, Vera, how are you? What's up, sis? Good morning. Happy Mother's Day. You dial 646-787-8064. Press 1. It'll put you in the queue. We'll get you on and we'll talk. We got to get our co-producers in the studio in just a moment. But before we do that, just want to say, you know, we're living in a time now that you have to be very, 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 very careful about your health, about what you put inside of your body. And what's up, Sheila Timberlake? Happy Mother's Day to you, too, to all the mothers. But our first topic, and we're going to get into our first topic in a minute, but this is something we're going to be talking about real, real soon, and I want you guys to be, we're going to talk about a couple of things, but one of the things we're going to talk about next week is the definition of the word woke, W-O-K-E. Are you awake, like woke? And so it's been used in a racist way, okay? There's two definitions for woke, and you know, we don't need to wake up because we're already awake. Amen. As a people, we've been awake. But the question is have we received our 40 acres and a mule? And off our blood, sweat, and tears, they have made millions and trillions and quadrillion dollars off of us, picking their fields, doing their, hey, good morning, Cassandra Romero. Good morning. God bless you and your husband. And tell Chris I said hello. Sending love to the whole family. But we're going to talk about what is the definition of woke. Now look it up because there's the dictionary version of what woke means, and then there's the Ebonics dictionary of what woke means, and then there's the racist word woke and what it means. And we're going to talk about that. We're going to have a special guest on our show next week. You don't want to miss this because if you're not awake, and you get caught sleeping, man, it's going to be too late. So you got to stay woke so you can know what's really going on, okay? every minute, every second, every hour, every day, every week, every month, and every year, you have to stay woke. So I just want to leave that with you this morning. Let that sink into the resonance of your heart and mind. Before we get into our first topic, let me tell you what our first topic is. And don't forget, we have the word of the week, which we'll do later, and we have the scripture of the week, which we're going to do later. But today we're talking about something that's really, really, really super important, because this is our future. And as you know, artificial intelligence is kicking in, and a lot of people are going to be out of jobs, and that's why they're going to be on unemployment. That's right. The government is going to start taking care of you and telling you how much money you can and can't take out of the bank every day. They're working on digital currency right now as we speak. And if you're not up on digital currency, you need to really get up on that and stay woke on that for sure. Because now they're getting ready to mess with your money in the bank. And they can take your money out the bank without your permission. And the FDIC does not insure except for a certain amount of your money. And the rest of your money is just going to be gone. And you're going to be like, hey, where's my money? And they're going to say, we're sorry. Your money's gone. So this is important. We're going to talk about this next week, too. We're not going to do that this week. But I'm just getting you warmed up, because this is a civil rights situation. This is a civil rights violation for somebody that can walk into the bank and the bank just shut down with all your money. Can you imagine putting all your money in a bank and you go to the bank to get your money and it's all gone? The bank is shut down. It's closed. You cannot get your money. It just happened. It just happened, and all those people lost their money. They did get some of their money back, but they didn't get all of their money back. And I would be very, very upset if you put your life savings into a bank account, and then you go to get some of your life savings, and it's not there, or you have an emergency situation, and your money is not there. Okay, that ain't nothing to laugh at, because a person that don't have no money can be a very, very disgruntled individual. That's all I can say. So we're going to leave that right there. Our first topic is, do you really know what you're eating? Do you really know what you're eating? Can you be violated by the FDA? Do you know what you're eating, and can you be violated by the FDA, the Food Administration? Okay, that's our first topic. So I want you to let that sink into the resonance of your mind. Now, there's a reason why we're discussing this civil rights issue. Because if you putting something inside of your body that you don't want to be inside of you without your permission, that's a violation of your rights right there. If you put something in your mouth, and we'll just use Beyond Meat. I don't know if you guys know who owns Beyond Meat, but you should look up who owns Beyond Meat, because they want everybody all of a sudden to be on a plant-based diet. Why is that? And what's going to be inside of this plant-based diet? Yeah, that's right. They make it sound so good and healthy, okay? And we're going to find out, what are they doing with the cows? What are they crossing the cows over with right now? You're not just getting 100% pure beef anymore. They're twisting the beef. They're mixing it with other animals. We'll talk about that in a minute. Meanwhile, let's get our co-producers in the studio. Our first topic is, do you really know what you're eating? Can you be violated by the FDA? All right, so just think about that. Without further ado, let's get our co-producer, Vera Jones, in the studio. Good morning, Vera. Good morning. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Eddie. I am doing good. Thank you so much for sharing a great topic here.
Oh, well, thank you very much. Yes, because we are what we eat, right, Vera?
Amen. So good morning to all the co-hosts and listeners.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. And Rochelle Moore said, hello, Vera, on Facebook Live. Say hi to Rochelle.
Good morning, Rochelle, all the way in Texas. Good morning, my sister.
Amen. We love Texas. That's where the big cattle is in Texas. And without further ado, let's get our co-producer in the studio, none other than Clarence M. Allen. Good morning, Brother Clarence M. Allen. Welcome to the show, co-producer. How are you?
Good morning, Pastor Eddie. Good morning to all the co-panelists. Good morning to all our wonderful listeners and followers in state, around the nation, and even around the world once again. You have tuned into the world's greatest Monday morning radio show, the Eddie Justice Jones radio show, where we also call him Justice Man. Good morning, Pastor Eddie.
Thank you, David Clarence, man. That is amazing. Yeah, a lot of people don't know, but they do. They call my, you know, it's Eddie Justice Jones Jr., but everybody calls me Justice Man because we fight for justice. I was smiling because I love the title, but the work is the real deal. Holy field, there's no smoking guns. Justice Man is real. That is a real superhero, Justice Man, and that's me. You haven't seen me in my outfit yet, but you will. And when you do, you know we're going to fight for justice, okay? And if we don't get justice, we're just wasting time. And we are at a point in this life, and this is why these young people aren't going for the okey-doke. They're not marching. They're, like, really doing things, okay? So a pat off to all of our young people. Sheila Timberlake we're going to read that in 1 second, Sheila. That's why. Okay, let's get in our other co-producer, none other than Professor Reams. Good morning, Professor Reams. Welcome to the show. How are you this morning, Professor Reams?
Good morning, Pastor Jones. Good morning, the regular. And good morning, Dr. Granny, Granny V. I'm doing fine. And I tell everyone this is the best Blog Talk radio program on Monday because it gets us ready to address issues that are going to be, that'll help you, help your family, and help everyone, along with reminding us of how the good Lord graces us with his grace and mercy, but also shares with us the things that we need to do to stay, as you mentioned earlier, woke. So with that, good morning, Pastor Jones.
Good morning, good morning. We're so honored to everybody say good morning to each other real quick. Vera, Clarence, Professor Reams, good morning.
Good morning, Dr. Granny V.
Dr. Granny V, good morning. Professor Reams, good morning.
Good morning, the regulator, yes.
Now, Sheila Timberlake said, now I just got to be telling you, our first topic is, do you really know what you're eating? Can you be violated by the FDA? Because a lot of times we don't know what we're eating, especially if you eat fast food. I don't know if you heard about Taco Bell and what they were mixing with their meat. And Rochelle Moore said good morning to everyone. Everybody say good morning to Rochelle Moore. Sister Moore all the way in Texas. Well,
good morning,
okay.
Michelle. Welcome to the show.
Yes. Okay, so Sheila Timberlake said, that's the meat that I'm eating now. I stopped eating real meat. And I replace it with Beyond Meat. Now, first of all, I want you to look up who owns Beyond Meat. Look it up. I'll tell you who owns it. Bill Gates. He owns Beyond Meat, and he also owns 90% of the potatoes that you get from French fries, potatoes, period. He owns a lot of potatoes. And he gave some speeches about what his job is to feed the world, but there's only one God. And it's not Bill Gates. So check it out. See who owns Beyond Meat and look into what they're mixing into the meat and what they're doing to the meat. I want to share something with you really quick. Okay. They're doing a thing called crossbreeding dairy cattle to fit the beef market. Crossbreeding dairy cattle to fit the beef market. And what they're doing is they're taking a bull and they're crossing it over with a hog, a pig, or a hog. That's right. I don't know if you know what it looks like. If you don't, Google what it looks like, and when you see it, you're going to see something you're not going to believe with your own eyes. It looks like a creature from out of the space lagoons or something. But it's a bull crossed over mixed with a hog, and it looks like muscular, and it's big, and they're going to use that meat to feed people with. That's right. They've been feeding people with it. That's why you got to know what you're getting. I want to share this with you. This is much interest these days in attempting to increase income by dairies by crossbreeding bottom and dairy cows to beef series. Many questions remain regarding this new approach. It's a new approach, but they've been doing it. But they just don't tell you about it, and they don't tell you why they're doing it, okay? So I want to go to something else here. Okay. Let's talk about what is GMO? What is GMO? GMO, GMO is a modified, it's a modified food. which means they can modify it with fish, they can modify it with cows, they can modify it with pigs, they can modify it with chicken. Whatever they want to use, that's what GMOs are. And so we want to talk about genetically modified food. Genetically modified food is already in the grocery stores. If you go in to buy food, that's right. That's right. You said, I need to give up meat, Rochelle. You are so right. You need to give it up. I gave it up a long time ago. Sheila Timberlake just gave up meat, and I stopped eating meat for many reasons. Now, don't get me wrong. I used to love me a good cut of filet mignon. I used to love the chilling cut of the filet mignon. Yes, that includes chicken, too, because we're going to talk about what they've done to the chickens. They have done some things to chickens that you don't believe. And let me tell you guys something. I saw a chicken that had more muscles than a human being. They had chicken. They had the chicken. They pulled it up by its arms like this and just let it hang. That chicken was so muscular. It was. We sent the picture around to different people because people couldn't believe. And I don't know if you've ever gone to some of these stores. I'm not going to name the stores because I don't want to be putting nobody out there. But some of these other stores, you know, you go in there and buy a chicken leg. The chicken leg is big as a chicken breast. It's a big, giant leg. I mean, it's so big, you think it's a turkey, but it's a chicken. And if you eat that chicken, you're eating the genetically modified hormones that they inject inside those chickens. Now, let me tell you something that you might not know about your civil rights when it comes to food being injected into your human anatomy that you don't want to be in there because you're being violated and you don't even know it. That's right. Oh, no, I'm not going to say Trader Joe's. Oops, I didn't mean to say Trader Joe's. No, not Trader Joe's, but some of those other grocery stores, you guys know. And what they're putting, what they do to the baby chicks when they're born is they leave the lights on. And, hey, Barbara Hubbard, welcome to the show. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers. What they do is they leave the lights on, and as long as the light's on, those chickens aren't going to sleep. And then they inject them with the hormones. And then they keep feeding them the genetically modified food that they feed them. And it's in their body. And next thing you know, in a couple of weeks, those chickens are full grown. That's right. Full grown chickens in a couple of weeks. They're grown and big and buffed. Okay. And then next thing you know, they're shipped to your grocery stores. And we're going to talk about this on GMO crops, animal food, and Beyond Meat. Because a lot of people don't know what's in Beyond Meat. And why is it that the mayor of New York wants everybody in the state of New York to be on a plant-based diet? What's in that they want everybody in the state of New York to be on a plant-based diet? Can you imagine you just walking in your neighborhood and all of a sudden the governor or somebody tells you, you mandatorily have to be on a plant-based diet. When you go to the hospital in New York, they're moving all the food to plant-based food for people that are in the hospital. Why is it that they want to put genetically modified food, plant-based, inside your human anatomy without your permission? Now, I'm going to go to Professor Reams. Let's go to Professor Reams real quick. He's our professor. He knows a whole bunch of stuff about this. Professor Reams, please take the floor and tell us, do you really know what you're eating? Can you be violated by the FDA? And let's define the FDA, and let's define modified, genetically modified food and genetically modified cows, chickens, fish, and who knows what else. Go right ahead, Professor Reams.
Yes, the FDA is the Federal Drug Association, and it shares its responsibility with other agencies that deal with food overall. But its basic thing is that it is the federal government's arm of dealing with food and produce of some type. Now, this is where it gets very much confusing, but in its overall, the food products that it regulates is dairy produce, which would be your fruits and vegetables, spice, nuts, cereals, flours, flour, and legumes. However, if you're getting into the idea of meat, poultry, and egg, that's regulated by the U.S. Department of Agriculture. So the FDA has always been the overall representative of all the different agencies that are involved, but it shares its responsibility with many agencies within the U.S. Now, one thing that has happened over the years, because, again, my background is in public health, and what the problem was that many back in the day was protest of exploitations of using farm animals and all these other things in general. And so you had many folks who were interested in moving more towards a vegetarian type of diet or becoming vegan in one sense, where the land that was being used, because it takes a lot of land to have cows and cattle of the type and also have formal meat processing areas as an alternative to move away from that so it free up more land and all these other things in general. Now, in that march to move towards a balance, there has been the issue of how much food should be produced and where should it be and what type of food it should be done. So from a public health, from the healthier side, there is the idea, okay, we don't need to continue slaughtering all of this cattle. Let's move to a plant-based. And so somehow they came up with ways of using plant substitutes or actual plants that would taste like meat in one sense. Because of that, it seems like we're now in a bit of a battle between what the consumers are trying to do to reduce the carbon footprint because it takes a lot of energy to have cattle versus many of us humans who are omnivores, which means we have to both eat meat and also vegetables at the same time to replace that because of the size and also the problem of farming, where if we're getting into this drought situation, farms and traditional farming ways are going to have to be modified in some way, shape, or form. Okay, so when Eric Adams has done said this, he's probably appeasing one the base of folks who got him elected in here. However, we fought hard in public health to make sure that in every grocery store that all food was labeled, so that you knew what was GMO versus natural. And when you go into the store these days, you will see that this is natural, original food versus GMO food, and then you can make a choice with that. So with the way the food stock it has gotten so confusing, where you'll have bananas on one aisle, then you have organic bananas. The problem is that bananas are already organic. They're organic. It's just that the bananas that are not organic has the additives and stuff that goes in to make sure that the bananas are preserved longer than the organic bananas, which if you leave them out too long will rot in a few days as opposed to at least a week. So our food situation is, if I may use a bad pun, crazy all over the place because of how food is produced and that the original way the food was produced is that it wasn't going to last long. That's why we have refrigerators. But we also don't want to have all the additives and preservatives that's in there that would also make us sick. But it's because the food doesn't last very long in order for us to keep the food there. So if you have your own garden, which is what we have and many people have, you have to make sure that when you take that food out, you put it into something that preserves it, which is what we used to do, is put in put our preserves, put in a little salt, you know, put it in a canister, and just leave it there for those things that we use later on. Okay? So it's can the FDA violate? Well, they can, but then we also have watchdog food agencies that have been saying no, 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 or yes, yes, yes. And the way that the political will of the folks, this is why you have all these labels in the store and people reminding you, before you buy this, we make sure to let you know which is a GMO versus a organic. Now, with the GMO, these are genetically modified organism or modified food overall. And it means that you can do through cell and DNA splicing, you can produce a stronger plant that's resistant to pesticides or resistant to ants and other insects. Okay, But if you don't have to use all the pesticides, then that makes it a lot stronger. However, there might be some side effects if the organisms aren't compatible. So that's why the FDA has had a time trying to say with the companies that are doing this, okay, we need you to make sure that there are no mutations or things that are going to make the people sick, and that we can monitor that. But then you have the issue of the profit motive of the food industry and the agribusinesses showing one type of food here, but then sliding the rest of the food under after going through inspection. So the question is, not only can you trust the FDA, but can you trust the food producers who are using this technology to create the food in the first place? That's where the protests and the questions need to come up, because it's almost like every time that we put a regulation in, a new situation crops up where we have to continue to monitor how the food is being produced. So it's good that you're talking about this in the program, because in staying woke, and I help using that throughout this whole time, we need to make sure that we're monitoring what is going in, as we've talked about, in our bodies, by looking at the labels, by talking with our politicians, and by identifying stores which are at least following the proper safety standards, those that are not, and just questioning all of the merchants who are selling food, because once again, if their focus is on product instead of people, then they're going to slide some things in that you wouldn't know about unless you were staying aware of what's going on. So now, Pastor Jones, did I address everything, or did I miss anything? Just let me know. I yield back to you.
No, you didn't, Professor Eames. Let's give Professor Eames a big hand, because he broke it all the way down. Wow. And thank you so much. Thank you. Okay, I want to share some things from Facebook Live. Brother Donnell Wells said something very profound. He said, "Hello, Pastor Eddie. FDA may already be bought and paid for. Growing our own food may once again become a necessity." Let me respond to that. You are so right, Brother Donnell. That's why we do grow our own food. We grow our own vegetables. I can go out in the yard right now and go out there and get some collard greens, some mustard greens. We got eggplant, we have carrots, right now as we speak. And that is the future, because in that way you know what you're getting. And right now, when you go in the store to buy some genetically modified food, you don't know what you're getting. You don't know what it's genetically modified with unless you read the fine print. And by that time, you already consumed it when you finally realize what you just put into your body. And Why is it that the mayor of New York wants everybody in the state of New York to eat a plant-based diet? I'm not saying it's wrong to eat a plant-based diet, but what type of plant-based diet, and what's inside of that plant-based diet, and if it can genetically modify the food, can it genetically modify you? That's the question. Can it genetically modify you? Okay? And you don't even know it until you go to the doctor, and then you find out the plant-based meal is not the best thing that you can eat for your anatomy. Because I want to read something to you in a minute about what God says about the food. But before we do that, I want to read what Rochelle Moore said. I really need to read when I'm out there shopping and eating everything. I need to read what's on the label. Yes, you need to read what you're about to put in your body. Because I know sometimes we just get happy. I'm going to make some fried chicken wings today. The Lakers are coming on, and I'm going to fry some chicken. I'm going to give you some corn on the cob. You got some GMO corn on the cob, okay? Hey, what's up? I see you. Oh, welcome, Brother Ray. Welcome, Ray. The topic, and people are asking, what is the topic? Oh, Rochelle Moore said, this means all types of seafood. This is so scary. It is. Because you can genetically modify fish, you can genetically modify chicken, you can genetically modify a pig, and you can genetically modify cows. So now they're crossing a cow. Now Google what it looks like when they cross a cow over with a hog, a pig, and look at that thing, and you're going to be like, what kind of creature is that? They're putting that in the stores. That's right. And who knows? Tell somebody on Facebook Live or even on Blog Talk Radio, please, You can call in right now, 646-787-8064. 646-787-8064. 646-787-8064. And everybody on Facebook, can you please tag 10 people? Tag 10 people. Now, somebody call in or either hit me up on Facebook right now and tell me what is in Beyond Meat. Tell me what's in. I know they say it's plant-based, but what is in it? Do you know what's in it? When you see plant-based meat in the store, what's in it? What makes it plant-based? What makes it good for you? What makes it healthy for you? Tell me. I want to know. I want to know. I want to get your opinion. Right now, the question was, what's the topic? The topic is, do you really know what you're eating? Can you be violated by the FDA? Now, the FDA is the government, and they are over everything that we eat. And let me tell you something. There's a large large company that owns meat, and you know, everybody know Bill Gates owns Beyond Meat. Everybody knows that. And if you don't know it, read and look it up and tell me who owns it and tell me what all he's doing, because guess what? He all of a sudden feel like he's God, like he got to feed the whole world. So he owns 90% of the potatoes in the United States, and he owns Beyond Meat. Okay, so tell me where that's going. Okay, what are we talking about here? We're talking about, hey, Shannon Jones, how are you? God bless you, Shannon. I see you, Barbara Hubbard. Sheila Timberlake said, when I went to Uganda, the food was so good because it was from the garden. Are running around in the yard and field, and from the field to the table. You got that right. I'm trying to tell you guys, you got it right. Let's see. She went on to say the food was good because it was the garden. It came from the garden, yard to the, from the field to the table, which is fresh milk, meat, eggs. Nothing was processed. They have asked me, how come we don't grow our and have our own livestock and tell them there's no room? Well, that's why. That's why. You got to move out. It's, okay. In one word, yes. Amen. Okay. Barbara Hubbard said, oh, my God, years ago in Africa, women who were talking about the lettuce she was going to eat was plastic. Shaking my head. Okay. If it's not natural, then we need to question it. My dad stopped eating meat. Amen. Your dad was smart to stop eating meat. She said, tell me that, too. What's in it? Because I have not read it. I'm going to go back to, okay, I'm getting ready to define to you in a minute. But before we do, I want to go to Clarence and Allen. Clarence and Allen, we got a caller. We got a caller just called in. Hold on. Let me see if our caller wants to talk. Let's see. Caller in the 323-508 area code. Are you there? Welcome to the show. Would you like to say something? Caller in the 323-508 area code. Are you there? Okay, we're going to put them back on hold. Okay, maybe they just want to listen. Okay. Okay, again, the number to the show is 646-787-8064. Don Wyatt, my brother, Don Wyatt. Okay, everybody, we're going to stop. We're talking about, do you know what you're eating? Do you know what you're eating? We're talking about genetically modified food that you don't even know what's in it. Okay, but Don Wyatt is one of the greatest musicians in the world. He is an amazing musician. Amazing writer, producer, singer. He plays every instrument. He's just an amazing, amazing brother. And I'm going to shout you out, Brother Don Wyatt. We're going to have you as a guest on the show to talk about music real soon. I'm going to call you after the show, Brother Don, on Messenger, and we'll talk about having you on the show, maybe hopefully next week, because he produces his own shows. He's just an amazing person. Hey, Edie Way, how are you? Everybody, please. Tag 10 people on Facebook Live. Good morning to you all. We're talking about, do you know what you're eating? Do you know, love you too, my brother, do you know what you're eating? No, we don't know what we're eating. If it's genetically modified, we don't know. We just know that it tastes good and we think it's good for us, but the question is it? Okay, that's right. Edie said we have no idea what we're eating these days, and it's sad because guess what? The devil could be in that food. Let me tell you, you got people acting out and acting crazy. It could be in the food. Barbara Hubbard said, if you don't have the land or enough room for your garden, you can buy vegetable containers from Home Depot and and plant your food in it. Okay, yes. And Brother Donnell said, yes, you can be violated by the FDA. Between Monsanto's, that's right, there it is right there. And now Bill Gates, our commercial food supply is at risk. Thank you, Brother Donnell. I want everybody to know that because you're not going to get this on the news. They're not going to tell you. You know why? Because they don't want you to know. But you need to know that you know that you know that what you put inside of God's temple is extremely important. Edie said on Facebook Live, thank you guys for the hearts and everything. It says, Edie said, definitely need to pray over your food, everything you eat. We sure do. And, you know, remember when you were a kid and your mom would say, Jesus wept, thank you for the food and all that. Yes, you better pray over your food. You better pray over your food that you eat, the food that you buy from the store, the food that you – thank you guys for the hearts. Thank you guys. Love y'all so much. Cousin V, all the way from Florida. Thank you, Cousin V, for joining us. Eleanor Allen, what's up, Eleanor? How are you? Welcome, welcome, welcome. We're talking about genetically modified food, which is a violation of your civil rights, your constitutional rights, and your human rights. If you are eating genetically modified food and you don't know what's in it and you don't know what you're putting in your body. And, okay, I hope somebody went and looked up who owns Beyond Meat, okay? Because people think, oh, I'm eating Beyond Meat. I'm off regular meat now. I'm eating Beyond Meat. What's in the Beyond Meat? Okay, let's find out what's in Beyond Meat. But first we're going to go to Clarence and Allen. Clarence and Allen, please take the floor. Do we know what we're eating? Go ahead, Brother Clarence.
Well, you know, Pastor Eddie, first let me just thank all of our followers who are on Facebook with those wonderful comments. I want to commend Professor Reams on educating us with the nuts and the bolts of this FDA, what they do. And just to go back a little bit, we're going to go back into the FDA, Pastor Eddie, and all our listeners. It was founded June 30th, 1906. They're located in Springfield, Maryland, and their responsible is protect us. They're supposed to protect the public health by ensuring safety, efficacy, and security of human and veterinary drugs, biological products, medical devices, and ensuring the safety of our nation's food supply, cosmetics, and products that emit radiation. And then, you know, Pastor Eddie, I was thinking when I was listening to all the comments, and it connects somewhat with the scripture of the week. You know, this food we buy, we have to take it by faith, although we do see what we're eating, and such as some of our listeners said, we have to pray for it. And so when we look at the genetic modified organism, which you have mentioned that they're changing the organism of this bull and with this hog and other things. So I read this article, Natural News, Dr. Mike Myers, and he was going into the RNA strand. Now, the RNA strand is the ribonucleic acid. It is a single strand in that DNA where they can genetically modify it. They can target a male species, female, and they can even target a race. So he talks about the orange and how now we buy the orange without seeds. And he said
no seed.
They can target a specific race, and particularly the black young male, where when you think about it, this orange doesn't produce a seed anymore, and it's become sterile. And he says in his article, when the black male eats this seed or this orange, he can become sterile too. So they can also target a race to keep them from populating. So this is a phenomenal topic. You have mentioned, Pastor Eddie, phenomenal subject that, you know, we just walk in the store. I know I do. I'm going to speak for me. I walk in the store, and I do look at my food. I do read some of the labels, but I still get what I like and what I want to eat. And some of it's healthy. some of it may not be so healthy, you know, with the sweets and the cookies and all this kind of stuff. But we need to beware and be aware of what we're eating, because I know some of us, and I'll speak for me again, when we were young, we had our little garden in the backyard. I don't have a garden in the backyard anymore, but I go to the store, and by faith, I believe I'm buying something that is quality and is healthy for me and my family to consume. So just another hot-button topic that we need to bring to light. So thank you for bringing this as one of our topics, Pastor Eddie.
Thank you so much, Brother Clarence. We really appreciate that information. I want to read this. What Sheila Timberlake said. It's so funny to me. I mean, it's real though. It's not funny. It's real. Okay, because you really don't know what you're getting. Okay. All right. So what she said. Okay. And I do like jackfruit. Don't get me wrong. I love jackfruit. Okay. Sheila Timberlake said, people laugh at me about how I pray over my food. I pray for the one that raised it. Are you who planted it? The ones who handle it, the next finished product to the store, and until I get it to my home. And I also say, may it help my body and cause no harm. I pray that because we don't know the mindset of any of the handlers and the end of product to being sold from the store. So I pray for it all before it hits my stomach. I agree. And then my daughter Dasha Jones said, jackfruit and oyster mushrooms are great alternatives for meat. And I agree with you. Hey, Terry Worthy, oh, my gosh. Everybody stop. Terry Worthy, we love you. God bless you. We send you nothing but love. Amen. Happy Mother's Day to you. To all the mothers, happy Mother's Day to you. We're talking about a very sensitive topic. Do you know what you're eating? Because there are so many foods that cause cancer, and we don't even know what foods cause cancer. And now I want to read something to you. The American Cancer Society said that they have no affiliation with Beyond Meat. They do not support Beyond Meat. And I'm just telling you, this is what the American Cancer Society said. You can Google it for yourself. But I'm telling you, if you go to the news on Channel 2, 4, 7, 9, 11, and 13 and CNN, they're not going to tell you what we're talking about right now because they don't want you to know about genetically modified food and what it can and cannot do to you. They don't want you to know that. And it's so important that we know what we're putting inside of our body. We need to know that if we grow our own food, then we know what we're getting. If we're going to have chickens, we might as well have our own chickens, and we can get our own eggs. Okay? We know what we're going to feed our chickens. What they do to the chickens now is unbelievable. That's why you see these big old chickens with big muscles. They hold that chicken up by the legs, and you can see that chicken is genetically modified. That chicken can, you fry it, and the legs are big as a turkey leg, okay? So I'm not going to eat that. Thank God I don't eat meat anymore. And it has increased my health, my wealth, my abilities and agilities, my frame of thinking and everything else, because you are what you eat. You are what you eat. If you eat a honey bun every morning and you keep eating sugar all day, guess what? You're not going to be able to think good. Your mind's going to be clouded up. If you go to a fast food restaurant and you at McDonald's every week, you're going to have a McDonald's kind of mentality. So you got to watch what you put inside your anatomy, because God gave you your anatomy. This is your legs are the court and roundabout. From your waistline to your neck is the holiest place, and your head is your most holiest place. So you got to take care of your temple. So you need to read what's in genetically modified food, so you can know if it's good for you or if it's bad for you. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm a vegetarian, but I know where I'm getting my vegetables from, and I'm not getting genetically modified vegetables because I don't want an orange that don't have seeds in it. I don't want a watermelon that doesn't have seeds in it. I don't want anything that is not grown naturally because God made the food naturally. Matter of fact, I want to read to you what's inside this package of Beyond Meat. I'm looking at a package of Beyond Meat, and it says Beyond Beef, and inside of it is water, pea protein, expeller, expressed canola oil, refined coconut oil, rice protein, natural flavors. We don't know what the natural flavors are. Dried yeast, cocoa butter, methyl cellulose, contains 1% or less potato starch, salt, potassium chloride, beet powder, color. And we don't know what the color is for the Beyond Meat, because you got to make it look like meat, so you got to put dye in it. apple extract, pomegranate concentrate juice, sunflower lechen, vinegar, lemon juice, and concentrate. That's what's inside a pack of Beyond Beef, that particular company. Now, every company is different. You don't know. Okay, let's see what Brother Donnell said. So Brother Donnell said, he said, some highly processed products such as those from Beyond Meat and Impossible Burger are just as high in total and saturated fat as their meat counterparts. You're right. That's why you got – man, bro, you are right on point, Brother Donnell, man. We got to get you on the show. You know you can call in, Brother Donnell, 646-787-8064. 646-787-8064. Then press 1. We'll put you in the queue. We're talking about a very important topic. Do you know what you're eating? And can you be violated by the FDA? Now, the FDA, they oversee every kind of food that goes in every grocery store, every restaurant, and anything else. Any kind of food. I don't care what it is. The FDA is over it. That's the government. They're supposed to make sure that we're getting healthy things. But let me tell you, they've been running tests on Americans forever and ever and ever, which takes me to my sister, Vera Jones, who does our segment on the show called Health and Wellness. Let's go to Vera right now. Vera, here's a question. Here's our topic. Do you really know what you're eating? Can you be violated by the FDA? Go ahead, Vera. Take the floor.
No, we don't always know what we're eating, especially if it is packaged, it's coming from a store. If you didn't grow it, if you didn't plant it, or if you don't take care or raise your own, then no, you do not know. And as Professor Reams and Clarence stated, and you also stated and some of the listeners, we have to do our own research. We have to do our homework as far as reading labels in the store and not just purchase something just because, oh, this is something new. And even if you go into the store and you're not familiar with what I do, hey, it may take me a little longer to shop because if I don't know what something is, the ingredient, I can't put it in my body because I'm allergic to many things. And I also watch what I eat because I can tell within maybe 5 minutes if there is something in any type of food that I am allergic to. So if listening to our body, researching, because we don't know what those additives are. And, yes, they're putting plastic. They're putting so many things that will cause many side effects like inflammation, sickness, swelling, problems with our digestive system, a lot of gas. So, yes. And then keeping a food journal, yes, that will definitely help us. Okay, Eddie, it's all yours.
Well, thank you, Vera. Thank you so much. That was very important. Well, Cousin V said, some colors or additives are hazardous. I use the Yucca app for my shopping. So the Yucca app is supposed to be good for you to check out your groceries and what you're getting. UKAAPP, the Yucca app. You can go to the Yucca app. I don't have the Yucca app. I'm going to get the Yucca app because Cousin V just told me about it. And we're going to start checking out what we're buying and what we're getting in our food. Edie Way said, even some plant-based foods are high in sodium. That's another thing. Now, when you cross a cow over with a pig, and when you take a chicken and you inject it with hormones, and Barbara Hubbard said, thank you, Dr. V, I want to tell you what God says about what God said about food and meat. Let me tell you what God said about killing animals for food. In Deuteronomy chapter 12, verse 15, it says, however you may slaughter and eat meat with any of your towns as much as you desire, according to the blessing of the Lord your God that he has given you. The unclean and the clean meat may eat of it as the gazelle and as the deer. So, and in Genesis chapter 1, verse 29, it says, and God said, behold, I have given you every plant yielding seed that is on the face of the earth, and every tree with seed in its fruit, you shall have them for food. So every vegetable, fruit, or nuts, whatever you think that God already put here, that's the way how you want to get it. Okay, John Wise said, I'm going to get the Yucca app. He said he's going to get it. I'm going to get the Yucca app. And thank you, Cousin V, for that very pertinent information. And if you don't have the Yucca app, you need to get it so you can know what you're getting from the grocery store. Now, I'm going to read this one more time. This is what God said about killing animals, and this is what God said about the fruits and vegetables of the earth, not what the FDA says, because the FDA is not God. The FDA is a money-making machine, okay? It's a money-making machine, and they put their products out there, and they test them on people, unfortunately, and it could violate your health, which is a violation of your human rights, your civil rights, and your constitutional rights. And either you're going to stand for something or you're going to fall for anything. And at this point in the game, we can't fall for nothing, not one thing. We have to be awoke. We have to be woke at all times, okay? We got to pay attention. And we can't be thinking outside the box. We got to think with our head outside the box, okay? You can get outside the box if you want to, but think outside the box with your mind in place to make a change that can help you have longevity in your health, your wealth, and your life, okay? Genesis chapter 1, verse 29, this is God talking from the Bible. And God said, behold, I have given you every plant yielding seed that is on the face of all the earth, and every tree with seed in its fruit, you shall have them for food. So that's God talking right there. You can look it up, Genesis chapter 1, verse 29. And, you know, it's a civil rights talk show, but we keep it real with the Bible on our show, because everything you want to know how to do on the planet Earth is in the Bible. And if you don't know, you should open it up and take a look at it and let it sink into the resonance of your heart and mind. This is a survival tool for every human being on the planet Earth while we're here. Okay, so take a closer look at what you're putting inside your body. Take a closer look at what you're eating. Take a closer look at what you're feeding your children, because you wonder why they act the way they do. You are what you eat. If you give your kid French fries every day, he's going to be a French fry thinking kid. And you don't want your kid. Do you know that in America is the most obese country in the world? In the world. We have the most overweight people in the world. I mean, I know we got a lot of people working out and everything and running and all that, but we have the most obese people. You go to these other countries, people walking around and all slim and trim. You know, go to China. Go to Japan. Those people, you know. And now Joshua Jones said, and I want to read this to you. Thank you so much. Thank you, guys. I want to read what Joshua said, and I want to read what Brother Donnell said, because these are coming from Facebook Live. Unfortunately, that's why if you notice, most fast food places and foods have a warning label that states that the food you're purchasing may be cancerous. That is so right. A lot of people don't know. You get over here, you want your jalapeno poppers from Jack in the Box. You want your Burger King burger from Burger King. You want your fast food from whatever fast food place it is. That food can kill you. It'll give you a heart attack, high cholesterol, high blood pressure, kidney problems, liver problems, because they put all kinds of stuff in that food. You don't know what you're getting in that food. Brother Donnell said, Donnell said, English Chief Jamie Oliver tried to help the American school system's food programs serve healthier food for children. And he said in an interview once, that if the list of ingredients sounds like a science experiment, it's probably not good for your children. Exactly. Jalapeno poppers. You know, you know, at Jack in the Box they got the jalapeno poppers. I used to eat them. I'm a witness. And I would go in there and get seven for $5, and they were so terrible. They're good. They taste good, but they're bad for you. So I stopped eating all that stuff because I want to eat to live. And not live to eat. I want to eat to live and not live to eat. I want to get some closing remarks on this particular topic. But before I do, I want to read one more thing to you from the Bible that says about what God said about eating food. 1 Corinthians, you can write it down. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 25. Eat whatever is sold in the meat market without raising any question on the ground of conscience. That means that you're getting fresh meat, amen, fresh meat, when they do the cow, let me tell you something. First of all, when you kill a cow, those cows are scared. So the pheromones that that inject into their body at that moment, just like you have endorphins, they have endorphins too. And those endorphins send fear throughout the body because they know they're getting ready to die. And then we eat that, and who knows, we're eating meat that, you know, I don't want to get deep into it, but you know what I mean. And amen, praise God. Romans chapter 14, verse 14, I know and I am persuaded in the Lord Jesus that nothing is unclean in itself, but it is unclean for anyone who thinks it is unclean. So if you feel like the meat that you're getting is unclean, you should not put it inside of you, okay? Now, if you don't know what genetically modified is, please read about it. Don't stop here on the show. Do your own homework. Do your own research so that you can know within beyond a shadow of a doubt what you are putting inside your body. Because if you don't know, you need to ask somebody who does know. What's up, Virgil Johnson? What's up, brother? All right, welcome, welcome, welcome to the show. Our topic right now is, do you know what you're eating? Genetically modified food. That's what we're eating these days, genetically modified food. Everybody says the word plant-based. What is plant-based? What's inside a plant-based food? Do you know if it causes cancer or not? Do you know if it's healthy for your body? Do you know if it's healthy for your mind? Do you know if it's healthy for your kids? Just because the FDA said so doesn't mean that it's so. So do your homework, read the fine label, read the fine print, and find out what are you putting in your body. If it has color number 9 in it, color number 17, then you're putting dye in your body. I don't care how you look at it. When you buy a piece of fish and the fishman's sitting there and they put dye on that fish, they put dye on that ground beef to make it look nice and red and make you think it's fresh, and that meat might have been there 2 or 3 weeks. But when they put the dye on it, it looks like it's been there for one day. Anyway, that's up to you. I'm not trying to tell nobody what to do. You do what you need to do, but remember what I said. I want to eat to live and not live to eat. Okay, let's see what Brother Donnell said. Brother Donnell said, the point about the fear felt during the killing of the cows is mind-blowing. I had heard about this, but did not really give it much thought until you just pointed that out. Yeah, when those cows die, you know, those endorphins shoot off in their body, and then we eat that. We eat that fear that they have when they're being killed. We eat the rump roast. We eat the steak. We eat the New York beef steak. We eat the filet mignon, you know, the tail end cut of the filet mignon and all that other good stuff, the London broil and all that, the bacon. The pigs know when they're getting ready to get killed, you know, and then you got the bacon and the ham. And I tell you what, if you don't know about pork, oh, my gosh, man, pork is terrible. And that's why during slavery, they would kill that pig, and we know what they threw out to the slaves? The hog maws and the chitlins. But the slaves were creative because we've always been creative as a people. They went out there and cooked them hog maws and chitlins and made some greens and some corn on the cob, some mashed potatoes with gravy, and masters started coming outside saying, hey, I want some too, okay? The best cooks in the whole wide world, in the whole wide world, are us and our people. I'm not trying to be funny. I'm just keeping it real. Okay, Sheila Timberlake said, when I was in Uganda, I told my husband, I'm not going to eat anything. I saw running in the yard, and I'm not eating that fish. That's looking back at me laughing. You know what? When you go out to a lake somewhere and you catch that fish and you clean it out and everything and you put it on the broiler and broil it, you know, when you're out camping or whatever, and then you get some a nice tossed green salad and, you know, and you get you a nice cold glass of water and drink that down, the water's the healthiest thing you can drink. Everything you drink has sugar in it. Take a look and see. What's up, Denise Washington? How have you been? God bless you. And happy Mother's Day to all the mothers. Thank you for joining us, Denise. God bless you and your family. You know, we're talking about, Donnell said, hey, I want some food. Me too. As a matter of fact, when the show's over, I'm going to go get me something to eat. You know, I wanted to talk about genetically modified food because we need to know what we're eating, and we need to know why it's important to know what you're eating. So we're going to switch topics in just a minute. But every time I look at this cow, I'm looking at a cow that's been crossed over with a pig, and that's not good. Okay, Brother Clarence M. Allen said, when me and my wife are in Montana, you can't stir up the cows because of the endorphins spread through the cow's system. That's right. That's right. The endorphins do get into their system. And every animal, even a chicken, when they get ready to wring that chicken's neck, those endorphins go up in the chicken, and we eat those chickens. And whatever those animals eat, that's what we're eating. So I forgot the name of that fish. It's a fish that is genetically made. Tilapia. Don't you ever eat tilapia. Don't you ever eat tilapia, okay? Do you know where tilapia came from? Tilapia only eats waste. Yes, number two, that's what they feed the tilapia. So, these fish have been genetically made. That's right. I had tilapia before, but after I found out what was in tilapia and how it's made, I quit eating tilapia, okay? Do not eat, that's right, tilapia, okay? You want to eat some fish? Get some yellowtail or get some salmon or something like that, you know? And even then, you still got to read what's inside of it. Do they put dye in the salmon to make it look good and everything like that? Okay, we're going to switch. Okay, Pastor Terry Wilson said, not able right now to call in. I'm listening to awesome, excellent, life-giving topic. You are so right. And we need to preach this at the church, Pastor. We need to preach to the people of the church because it's in God's word. It's in God's word. And let me go back to this right here. I'm going to show you another thing. Okay, 2 Peter, this is all in the Bible. Okay, these are great sermons because a lot of people at church don't even know how to eat right. When they get through a church, the first thing they're going to do is go in there and get some fried chicken and mashed potatoes and some greens and some cornbread and sit down and go home and watch a movie. You know every week at the church they're going to be frying some chicken, okay? And you want some fried chicken, you go to church on Sunday. When church is over, you're going to get some fried chicken. But anyway, I thank God for all the people in the kitchen who make those wonderful plates. 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 12 says, but these, like irrational animals, creatures of instinct, born to be caught and destroyed, blaspheming about matters of which they are ignorant, will also be destroyed in their destruction. So in other words, don't kill the animal and eat it if you don't need to. You know, only when you need to eat should you go out and kill the cow or kill the chicken or catch the fish and, you know, gut it out and eat it. God is saying don't go out and kill animals just because. Yes, tilapia, Dasha. Yes, tilapia, don't eat it. Dasha, my daughter, she goes, tilapia? Yeah, don't eat tilapia, okay? I want to read this one more time. Somebody might not have received this. Deuteronomy chapter 12 and 15, write this down. However you may slaughter and eat meat within any of your own towns, as much as you desire, according to the blessing of the Lord, your God, that he has given you. The unclean and the clean may eat of it, as of the gazelle and as of the deer. So God gave us, you know, the animals of the earth to eat. But we have to know when to, you know, how we want to eat it. I don't know if you guys heard about this, but there was a place that had like thousands of cows. And all of a sudden, I don't know how it happened, but over 1,000 cows caught on fire and burned to death. You can look it up for yourself. Just Google it. I was like, why would 1,000 cows catch on fire? And, you know, cows are out in the middle of a field. So if you're out in the middle of a field, there's nothing to really catch on fire. Who set the cows on fire? Okay, I'm not trying to be funny. Why did they burn up thousands of cows? Do they want you to be plant-based? Or did they genetically modify those cows and something didn't turn out right with their genetically modifying, so they set all those cows on fire? It is suspect, Brother Donnell. It is very suspect. Of thousands of cows all of a sudden catch on fire in the middle of a field and all burn to death, all of them? I'm through with that one.
Okay. Sheila said, I'm not going to eat Bambi either. Me either. I'm not going to eat Bambi either. But a lot of people do eat deer and gazelles and possums and all kinds of people eat all kinds of stuff. Okay. Edie Way says 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 12, Romans chapter 14. That's right. Those are all the right scriptures. And Brother Donnell says that's suspect. And I agree with you. It is. Okay, we're going to switch reels. It's 10 minutes after 10. You're on Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show where we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights, because we all have rights. And either we're going to stand for something or we're going to fall for anything. And at this point in the game, we're not falling for nothing. Those cows must have been infected with something. I did hear that story about the cows on the fire. Yeah, I don't know what they did to those cows, but whatever they did to those cows, it didn't work, and they burned them all up. And I guess they filed their insurance money after that so they can get insurance on all the cows, all the cattle that they have. And so there it is right there. Let's go back to our next topic. Okay, so first, before I go into our next topic, I'm just going to give some closing remarks from everybody real quick. I'm going to start off with Vera Jones. Vera Jones, give us your closing remarks on do we know what we're eating with the GMO-modified food. Go ahead.
Say everything that was mentioned by the listeners that people typed in on Facebook Live and what everyone else spoke of, this is some great information. Thank you, Eddie.
Oh, you're so welcome, Drew. Thank you so much. Brother Clarence and Mallon, Clarence and Mallon, give us your closing remarks on GMO-modified food and do we know what we're eating?
Well, in today's modern times, science has had a big hand with discovery on modifying our food. You know, when we look at the FDA, the Food and Drug Administration, for some of us, after eating this food for so many decades, then we need the drug. So that's just a point to think about. Great topic.
Mm. Wow, thanks a lot, Clarence. You know what? You're right, man. Whew, it's amazing. Hey, good morning, Gloria Majors. How are you? Happy Mother's Day to you, Gloria Majors. Welcome to the show. Vera, can you do me a favor, Vera? Can you give Talana a phone call and tell her to join us on the show, please? Thank you very much, because we need some words of wisdom today on this very serious topic. Thank you, Vera. Welcome, Gloria Major. Okay, let's go to Professor Reams and get his closing remarks. Professor Reams, genetically modified food, do we know what we're eating? And, you know, do we know what we're putting inside of our bodies? Go right ahead, Professor Reams. Closing remarks.
Well, thank you, Pastor Jones. This was a fantastic topic because we don't have a town hall forum unless we do it locally or in every town or every state where we just sit down and have that town hall discussion on just what are we putting in our bodies, food, how should we be handling it. It's always been, you know, everyone has their taste and things like that. But as a community, it would be great if we could just sit down, have this conversation so that we understand how food is produced, what we need to do, and also just be active with many of these companies that are producing the food so that we hold them accountable, you know, whatever is going on, along with helping the FDA and of these other organizations that regulate the food to keep us healthy and safe. So great topic. I hope it expands because we on the public health end, we're always outnumbered by trying to say, well, you need to, and folks want what they want. We understand that, but it would be good that we all sit down and have that coming to Jesus moment on what is it that we really want and what is it that we actually need for the good Lord. So with that, I yield back to you.
Amen. Thank you very much, Professor Reams. Okay, that here's my closing remarks on our topic about do we know what we're eating, genetically modified food, and can the FDA make it bad for us? Just read. There it is. There's my closing remarks on the topic. Read. Read what you're eating. Read what you're growing. Read what you're getting. And if it's not good for you, definitely don't give it to your kids. Okay. Now, our next topic is a very, very sensitive, important topic. Our second topic is Mother's Day is every day, even today. Remembering our mother's worth, a moment to shine. Okay, the rest of the show, I want to talk about mothers only, because James Brown had a song, and it goes, "This is a man's world. This is a man's world, yeah. But it wouldn't be nothing, nothing without a woman or a girl." And that was a true song, because without a mother, without a woman with the title of mother, our world would be in so much trouble. That's right. Sheila Timberlake said, "Pray for everything you put in your mouth." And we do. So now I'm going to switch over to the mothers, and I want to talk about mothers right now. And okay. All right. Thank you so much. Come here for a moment. Come here. Say hi. All right. That's my beautiful wife. I was just trying to get her on the show for a minute to say something. Happy Mother's Day, honey.
Thank you.
Yeah. To all the mothers across the United States and around the world, happy Mother's Day to you. It's a beautiful, beautiful day in our neighborhood. And I want to just say to my sister, Vera Jones, who's on our show, happy Mother's Day, and my daughters, happy Mother's Day, and all that good stuff to all the mothers. So on Facebook, just tell me in your own words on Facebook Live, tell me what you feel about your mother. And if your mother's not here and you're listening to this right now, my heart goes out to you, you know, because we don't want you to be upset because mama's not here. We want you to remember her smile, the food she made, the times when you scraped your knee and she picked you up and washed your knee off with some Bactine and put a Band-Aid on it and sent you on your way. And you went back out there in the yard and started playing all over again, having a really good time. Or the time when you didn't do such a good thing at school and you came home and you're having a bad day and your mom said it's going to be all right no matter what happened. Whatever didn't happen yesterday, thank God your mom would tell you you woke up today and you get another chance to try it all over again. That's what mothers do. Mothers are in the room at nighttime crying, figuring out how to pay all the bills while we in the room snoring and waking up to a hot breakfast and all our school stuff ready, clothes ironed and everything else. So just thought I'd spend a special tribute to mothers and the great things that mothers do. So with that being said, Edie Way said, happy Mother's Day to all the mothers around the world. Thank you so much, Edie, on Facebook Live. With that being said, I want to go to Vera Jones first. Vera, please take the floor, and happy Mother's Day to you. And what does Mother's Day mean to you?
Well, Mother's Day, it means a whole lot to me. First, I'll begin with my mother. I could say how powerful and strong she was, one with so much power to have raised 10 children, number one, and of just learning and giving us courage and direction. So that was one of the things that I really love and adore about my mother. And then as being a mother, I feel that it's a special gift from God, because I asked God for twins, and he gave me several sets of twins. So I am really grateful to be able to experience motherhood, and now of being a grandmother, this is something that I can watch. Everything that I taught my daughter, my daughter is teaching her granddaughter. Her daughter. Grandma V, that is me.
Wow. That's beautiful. That's beautiful. Wow, that is so beautiful. Thank you, Vera. Thank you so much. I just want to testify this. Yesterday, we had a chance to go and spend time with our mother yesterday, and we had a good time and a wonderful time, and we ate food and just most of all, just gathered around our mother and just spent the day with her. And then, at the end of every time before we leave, you know, like when we have a family gathering, I always have a song that I always sing to my mother, and we all join in, you know, and everybody's singing, and we do our little temptation walk steps and everything. But it goes a little something like this. A mother's love is so special. It's something that you can't describe. Now it's the kind of love that stays with you until the day you die. She taught me little things like say hello and thank you, please, while scrubbing the floors on her bended knee. Oh, she's one of a kind. You got yours and I got mine. Oh, hey, mama. Hey, mama. My heart belongs to you. Oh, yeah. I'll always love my mama. She's my favorite girl. You only get one. You only get one. Yeah. So we sung that song, and I just sung that to all the mothers out there, too. All right. So, you know, without further ado, let's go to Brother Clarence M. Allen. Clarence M. Allen, take the floor. What does Mother's Day mean to you? Go right ahead.
I think, Pastor Eddie, we have to look throughout the history of the ages of time, you know, through all the mothers, through all this lineage that got us here today. So we have to be thankful in memory and honoring of them and even our mothers, our grandmothers and great-grandmothers today, our wives who bear our children, those who stand in the gap of mothers. We have to honor them who raise kids and be a mother figure for them. So, you know, when we look at the African ancestry, the mother is the essence of life, one of the most highest respected human beings in the African culture practice. So, you know, it wouldn't be none of us here without you mothers. So I honor you. I give God thanks for all of you mothers and those who stand in the gap. Where would this world be? What would it be without a mother? You know, we would not be here without the mother. So just love and thanks to all of you mothers, especially my mother who's not here and on through that lineage, and even my father's side, because there are mothers on that side too. For each and every one of us, it's taken at least 5,000 people to make me and even you. So, you know, it's just so much to inhale and think about and consume to be thankful for God creating this woman to create life. So to all you mothers, God bless you. May God continue to give you all the energy, the strength, the will, the knowledge, and the way to continue to create life and provide for life. So thank you all. God bless you.
Well, thank you very much, Brother Clarence. That was wise, phenomenal words that you chose to share. That's really, really wonderful. Wow. And I'm so glad that my daughter, Dasha, I want to shout out my daughter, Dasha Jones. I'm so glad you're on. Happy Mother's Day to you with my two grandsons. I love my grandsons, Isaac and JoJo, they're twins. And I just want to send a special shout out to all my daughters who have children, Tulana, and thank God, praise God, and Jessica, praise God, love you guys, and all the family. So without further ado, let's go to Professor Reams. Professor Reams, what's on your heart when it comes to Mother's Day? Share what you feel. Go right ahead, Professor Reams. Take the floor. What does Mother's Day mean to you?
Pastor Jones, what Mother's Day means to me is it's a whole sense of joy, because the fact that the way that we know the Lord is how our mothers have nurtured us unconditionally, who have loved us, knew of us before we were born, when we were born, and then after we were born, and prayed and prayed and prayed. And so the example of unconditional love comes through the love that the mother provides for all of the children, not just the immediate children, but for families, and even the connection that mothers have with each other, with your aunties, with your grandparents, with even friends, because there are also folks, women who may not have children, but who have nurtured and developed many, many people on their way, either professionally or even spiritually, because you have the mothers in the church that are available. So this is the epitome of the village. And so it provides mm-hmm. us with the idea that not only is the idea of motherhood a relationship between 2 and 3 and the immediate kids, but it's a relationship between the community, because the village is the inception, as Clarence mentioned, highest order of taking care of all of our babies who are born. So when we're looking at mm-hmm. just the idea of sitting down and being nurtured and developed, my mother's still here. She's 92. She also had long-term plans of what we were going to do and how we're going to follow in, but then she didn't just tell us. She led by example. So each of my brothers and sisters were able to follow her in her educational journey, also getting her advanced degrees, which allowed us to be inspired to get our advanced degrees. And each of us took a part of what she did in the areas she was interested in, and we expanded on that overall. I had the honor of my mother starting out and showing us what it was to be like getting a doctorate. And so in my own doctorate 10 years later, I'm also paying homage to her because of that area. But I've also written an article where we both use a similar instrument, 10 years difference. So we'll both have that legacy together. So in doing so, the greatest thing that I think of with my mom and all the moms is just the word love, because that is the embodiment of everything that the good Lord wants us to look back on. Because the love of the mother is what strengthens us, what nurtures us, and what keeps us connected to each other. And even when they're gone, we still have them in our hearts, who they nurtured us with, so that we could continue to move on in the direction that they and the good Lord wants us to move. So it's a universal thing of how vital and important that a mother's love is conveyed in those early years, because it has long-lasting effects on the people that they knew we would become. And when we become those people, the joy is there because it was the journey that we took together. And I yield back to you, Pastor Jones.
Wow, thank you so much, Professor Reams. That was wonderful. That was wonderful. The time now is 10:27 a.m. It's 10:27 a.m. and we're talking about mothers. We're talking about mothers now. Sheila Timberlake said, "My mom is my everything and my best friend, even when we don't see eye to eye." And you know what? That's what makes the best relationship in the world, because if you see eye to eye all the time, something ain't right. You're going to have some times where there's going to be a few difficulties. Like, you know, have your mother ever told you something and you went and did what she told you not to do anyway, and then you had to come back and say, "You know what, Mom? You were right. Everything you said was right." And that means we got to put our pride aside and we have to learn how to listen, because God put mothers here to teach us how to survive in society, to teach us how to be productive in society, to teach us how to have integrity and dignity and social skills and etiquette, self-love, self-respect, a relationship with God. I mean, because our mother made us get up every Sunday and go to church. And then sometimes we have Bible study during the week. So mothers are important. Mothers are so important. What's going on, Virgil? Blessings to you. Mothers are really important. And so we have to remember what mother means, what it means. And that's why I ask you, what does your mother mean to you and everybody? And my heart goes out to people who might have grew up without their mother and their grandmother raised them, or they didn't grow up with a mother and an auntie raised them, but still you had a mother figure. Because if you're not a biological mother, you can be a spiritual mother. You could be a God mother. You can be a mentoring mother to one of these young men or young girls who might not have a mother. So, again, my heart goes out to those who are mothers. And my heart goes out to those who are standing in the place of being a mother to a child, a girl or a boy. You know, and that's not a joke. And so that's real talk. So I just thank God for mothers. And I don't know what else to say except for while you have your mother, love on her with all your heart. Give her, just go see her, you know, call her, ask her how she's doing. You know, yesterday I felt so good, you know, when, you know, me and my wife, we went over and we hung out with all the family. We all brought dishes and we all sat around and we cooked and talked. And, you know, and then we gave her gifts. And let me tell you something. You can never give your mother enough gifts, because imagine all the gifts that she gave you. That's right. And no relationship is perfect, but that's your mother. And if she says be quiet, you need to be quiet. And if she says don't do it, you need to not do it, because there's a method to that madness. There's a reason why she said don't do it. There's a reason why she said you need to go to God on that with that situation. When your mother tells you, you need to get on your knees and pray, and you need to listen, and you need to get on your knees and you need to pray. Because she's not telling you just because. She's trying to help you build your faith and your relationship with God. That's what mothers do. When you break down and you just feel like the whole world is on your shoulders, and your mother tells you, don't worry, everything is going to be all right. So I often think of that song, you know, Mama. Mama, you know I love you. Ooh, you know I love you, Mama. Mama, you're the queen of my heart. Your love is like tears from the stars. Mama, I just want you to know, loving you is like food to my soul. Amen. If you got a mother out there, go see her today. Pick up the phone and call her. You know, if you live in a different state, send her some flowers. But a mother, there's no love. There's no love like a mother's love. And I want to say this to all the people who don't have their mother right now. Maybe their mother might have passed on. She's in your heart. Her smile is in your heart. Her ways of thinking is in your heart. Matter of fact, she's part of your DNA. She's part. I call it a combo deal, because you have mom and have dad. You made it by mom and dad, so you're a combo deal. But you still got dad inside of you, and you definitely still have mom inside of you. And that's why you make the decisions that you make in life, because everything starts at home. Everything starts at home. So if you learn how to function properly at home, you know how to function properly when you get out in the world. If you know how to talk to people with some integrity and some dignity and some respect, and you have etiquette, it started at home. Yes, please, thank you, no, ma'am, yes, ma'am, yes, sir, no, sir, started at home. However, if you run an environment at home where there's a lot of drugs and things going on, it started at home. Do you have to go that route? No, your mother tells you you have a choice you can make. I remember my mother saying, well, the choice is yours. And we do have a choice. And hallelujah, we need to make the right decision. We should remember never to forget the lessons that our mother has taught us about life. And hold up. Father's Day is coming up. Yes, it is. Father's Day is coming up, and we're going to preach the same sermon for fathers. Amen. But today, we're talking about the mothers. And last but not least, and I said this is our second topic, Mother's Day is every day. Even today is Mother's Day. Remembering our mothers. Yes, remember those hugs that you couldn't get from nobody else? Let's see.
Okay.
Those hugs you couldn't get from anybody else. Let me just change something around here. All right, let's see. There we go. So those hugs you couldn't get from nobody else, you can always get it from your mother. And you know that. You know mama's going to give you the best hug in the whole wide world. There's no doubt about it. So just wanted to make sure that we remember, never to forget, what Mother's Day really means. And let me go, it looks like somebody's trying to call into the show here. Let's see. Let's see here. Wait. Caller in the 310-977. Did you want to come on to the show? Are you there? Caller in the 310-977 area code. Are you there? Okay, we're going to put them back on hold. And then we have a couple more. Yeah, we have a lot of people there, but they don't want to talk. So I wanted to share that with you. And thank you, Edith, there. Preach, sir, preach. Because, you know, sometimes we don't want to give our mothers the flowers. And I know people that do not get along with their mother. And it's human. I know people that don't get along with their father. I know people that don't get along with their sisters and brothers. It's just life. But that doesn't mean you throw them away and not love on them. Because nobody knows what a mother's job is. Nobody knows what a mother goes through to be that mother. And she's not your friend. She's your mother. I remember I was on TikTok one time, and I saw the mother, you know, twerking. And I was like, oh, that's terrible. And then 2 seconds later, her daughter was twerking with her. And I go, oh, no, the mother and the daughter. And the daughter got that from the mother. And there's a song by the OJs. It's called Family Reunion. And family, if you ever listen to this song, just Google it. It's an old school song. It's called Family Reunion by the OJs. Just Google that song and listen to it. It talks about sooner or later she's going to be a mother. It talks about the mother and how she's going to be a mother and why a mother is so important. It's called Family Reunion. And that's what mothers keep together. They keep the family together. And they always have the right thing to say at the right time. And they always can tell you something that can help you make it to a better position in life. Mothers have saved so many young people from going in the wrong direction, saved them from prison, saved them from themselves. Because when you're young, you don't know which direction to go in, and you need guidance and direction and leverage. You need to level up. And that's what mothers do. They help you find out which direction you should be going in, what you should take as a major in college or what you should take as a minor in college. She makes you even better on the track team or the football team or the baseball team or the gymnastics team. When you look out there in the audience and you see your mother and you wave at her and she waves at you, and that's when your best game comes on and you know that your parents are out there supporting you, rooting you on. So I want to say this to all the mothers out there. We love you, mothers. Keep up the good work. We appreciate you. We care for you. And we know that nobody can do what a mother can do. You're on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, the Eddie Justice Jones Radio Talk Show, where we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights, because we all have rights. And now we're going to do a freestyle because, like, it's 10:38. So we're going to go into our regular segments early this time. Normally we go into our regular segments around, like, 10:45, but we're going to go into them a little bit early. So we can, matter of fact, we're going to start off with health and wellness with Vera Jones. And we're talking about, talking about GMOs, you know. I don't know about you, but it's been educational for me too. I did a lot of reading about it last night, and I was like, what? Oh my gosh, I didn't know what was in our food. But without further ado, let's go to Vera. Take the floor. Give us health and wellness. All right.
Okay, Edith, thank you, Eddie.
Okay, go right ahead, Vera. Go
ahead. Okay. Thank you, everyone, for listening to Health and Wellness. I am not a doctor. However, I am Dr. Granny V on Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. So today I want to ask you questions. Now, what is your method of preparation for cleaning, rinsing, soaking, washing, shopping, scrubbing, and eating? And the first I would like to speak about is meat. Whether you eat chicken, lamb, pork, beef, turkey, fish, or even no meat at all. As they say, it's all clean during the processing period, but is it really? Don't we wash and clean our meats anyway? Absolutely. Like most of them have bacteria, germs, and mainly parasites. So it's imperative to take off like most of the fat, wash, and make sure that you cook it properly to kill the parasites by cooking them thoroughly. Now, you can't see worms with the naked eye. However, you would have to have a microscope and actually look up under there each time you cook. And it doesn't sound good, but the word maggots may also be present at the meat market, and they don't tell us. Sometimes they just put the dye over and repackage it in a new container, and there it's on the shelf. And that's what happens when the flies are near and they leave their eggs. Many adults and children have intestinal worms, and by washing your meats, whether it's chicken or turkey, with lemon lime, some use white vinegar or apple cider vinegar, and others use salt. Now, you could also use baking soda, and that actually helps to even tenderize your meat. And marinating the meat also makes it a little more tender and more alkalining. Now, we have to also be reminded that we have to clean our chopping board that we use for preparing our meat. It has to be clean with bleach or hydrogen peroxide. Never, ever use the same board that you cook your meat with for your fruits and veggies. Now, some of the unhealthy meats, as we know, are the processed, the salted, the smoked, the canned, the dried. Many nitrates are added. And never undercook pork. Now, if you desire to eat meat such as fish, lamb, turkey, and chicken, those are some that are very easy to digest than others. And I really adore the wild-caught fish, as some Eddie mentioned earlier. And the Bible speaks of not eating pork. It's in Leviticus 11:7. Another great thing for us to do is to avoid greasy, salty, fried, unhealthy items, because I won't say that it's just a meat item. It could be anything. Like Eddie was mentioning, the jalapeno poppers. Well, you can make some at home. I do. You can make some at home, and you can still enjoy. You can make one product that is healthy, or you can just go and get it fast food. And some of the fried foods, of course, as we know, it really does attack our immune system. So include some oatmeal in your diet for your digestive tract. And I want to tell you just a couple of things that will help kill some parasites in your body. So on a regular basis, it will be great to eat pumpkin seeds. I love some raw garlic and onions. Beets are great, carrots, pomegranates, turmeric, ginger, black walnut, kimchi, sauerkraut, and even pickles. Now, this aids to help our body. So we need to add a couple of vitamins. Sometimes if you feel you may be lacking, it may be because you may have some parasites present. So include some vitamin A, B6, 12. Add some minerals, iron, calcium, and we never get enough magnesium. So if you can include a couple of oils in your diet, that will be a great thing too. And as we know, during the time of pandemic, everyone was stocking up on the oregano oil. Now, that's still good to this day, along with the Irish sea moss. Include some neem, clove, wormwood, apple cider vinegar, parsley, lemons, lime, and last but not least is dandelion. And in closing, if you are going to be purchasing your fruits and vegetables at the grocery store, or you may go outside, like Eddie was mentioning, to pick a couple of fruits and veggies, make sure that you wash and scrub them under running cold water to remove the pesticides, the bugs, the chemicals, the bacteria, or sometimes it could be contamination. And we could do that by using that apple cider vinegar again, the baking soda, and we can towel dry it and store them in either a bowl, a glass bowl, a bin, reusable silicone, or the pouches. So that is my segment for today, and Eddie spoke a lot today about the plant-based diet. And if we can add a little more protein into our diets, man, we really need that because we need that for energy. So have a great week, and I will speak to you next time.
Wow, Vera, that was amazing. Let's give her a hand for health and wellness. Health and wellness. Very, very, very good. Thank you for health and wellness. Being that our topic was about genetically modified food and plant-based food, I want to read to you what Edith said about her mom. She said, "I praise the Lord for my 86-year young mother. I am able to help her at this stage." Praise God for you, Edith. That's beautiful. Pastor Dr. Terry Wilson said, "My mom was and is still a bright light in my life. I am grateful to have grown up with mom and dad. Dad passed in 1985. Mom passed in 2021. He was 98 years old. My mom supported me in life and in ministry, rode with me no matter how many services I attended on Sunday or weekday. I miss my mom. Yesterday was a hard day for me. Thanks again for having this topic." My heart goes out to you, my brother in Christ, Dr. Terry Wilson. I was yesterday at my mom's house. My sister-in-law, Shirley, she broke down when we were having prayer for mothers, and we were talking about mothers yesterday, and she broke down, and she was crying. And my mother took her in her arms and comforted her, because nobody knows what it's like to not have your mother, except for the person that's going through what they're going through that doesn't have their mother there with them. And we can say, remember their smile, remember the way they cook, remember their laughing, how they bought you clothes and came to your graduation and rode with you from church to church, but nobody knows except for that person. And that's why I got a little emotional, because we're all human beings, and we love our mothers, and we like to have them forever, but, you know, God is different. So my heart goes out to all the people who have lost their mother. My heart is with you. And we send you love from the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, from the producers, the co-producers, and the co-hosts of the show. We send love to everybody out there, to all the mothers and to anyone who has lost their mother. And it was a hard time for you for yesterday and even today, because every day is Mother's Day. Just want to let you know, we support you, we love you, and we got you. Okay, wow. Before we go into our next segment, which is I want to make a quick phone call on the show real quick and see if we can get somebody in the studio.
The person you are calling cannot accept calls at this time. We're sorry for any inconvenience this may cause.
Cancel that. That was not the right number. That was not the right number. Okay. Well, we'll come back to that in a minute. But at this time, without further ado, we're going to go to Brother Clarence M. Allen. We'll regulate the manual. Clarence M. Allen, take the floor. Regulate the manual.
Yes, Pastor Jed, and to all our wonderful listeners, thank you. Thank you for bringing up Mother's Day, the importance of our mothers. None of us would be here without them. Sympathies and condolences go out to Pastor Terry Wilson. You know, one of the greatest hurts that I had was when my mom passed away. But God put something during that week, that in that month in my life, that brought me joy, because there was a big hole, there was a lot of pain, and it was my granddaughter. She gave a look to me as a brand-new born baby that my mom gave to me. So God put things in my life to replace that loss. And we carry all of our ancestors, and know that if you look at your hands, every man and even woman, 1,000 years ago, there was a man or woman with those same hands. We are many passed down into today's time. And so I want to do something different, Pastor Eddie, because you mentioned being woke this morning. we talked about Mother's Day and and stuff. So, and even the FDA. So I hope this reminisce and relate to the topic. Done for every hole. Done for every hole. And let me get to this page right here. To return briefly to the story of the Drax family, the accumulation of slaves in the land under the reign of James Drax and later his successor in Barbados, Henry, which was his son, had run together in close tandem. James Drax was the first big slave owner on the island with 22 Africans in 1642, a huge number for the time. See, during this time, we have to understand that when the slave boom started, first they went down there, Portugal went down there for the gold, and then they found these slaves, and then the next big commodity in the European and life was sugar. And so I want to read this right here, and I hope this can relate because Let me find this. Oh, here it is. The first gang was typically constituted of the strongest and the ablest slaves, both men in large and sometimes dominant number women. It saw an arduous digging of cane holes, most physically trying of all the tasks, the planting of each new crop, its harvest using crude holes and scaffolding-like tools called bill hooks. The British historian slavery, Simon Newman, had determined that the first gang slave was expected to dig between 60 and 100 holes each day, and a slave head who dug an average of 80 holes per day was moving daily a total of 640 to 1,500 cubic feet of soil. But another thing that the slave woman had to do, and I want to find this, they had to carry this big barrel over their head, which was full of human feces and animal feces. This was used for the fertilizer for them to carry to these holes that they dug. And it sloshed all over their face. Some got sick and some died. So there are many mothers and even some fathers who died from these horrid atrocities during the time of slavery just to grow sugar. Brazil was one of the biggest sugar manufacturers during the mid-1600s. So, and man, once the Europeans got a taste of that sugar, man, it was more important than the slave. They made more money off of sugar than the slave, and even the gold. And this was before the cotton boom. So, you know, this is just to some of the mothers during those times and even our fathers who had to go through these horrendous events at that time. So I got this information, and I would recommend everybody to get this book. It's titled Born in Blackness, Africa, Africans, and the Making of the Modern World from 1471 to the Second World War by Howard W. French. You can find it on Amazon. I do recommend that history book because not only we're children of God, we come from an ancestry of people who are very unique, who were builders, who were mathematicians, who were scientists, who were agriculturalists, who were mathematics. All of this came out of Africa. So we need to know, not just know that, you know, we're children of God, but who we are and where we come from. So thank you for listening. God bless you. God keep you. May God bless all the mothers and even the fathers each and every day. God bless you. Thank you.
Thank you, Brother Clarence. Thank you with Regulate Emmanuel. That's Clarence Henry Allen. Now we're going to go right to our sports report. Let's get Cousin V in the studio. Good morning, Cousin V, all the way from Florida, Pompano, Florida. How are you this morning?
I'm good. I'm going to
Everybody
go over
good morning, Cousin V.
Cousin V!
Good morning, yes. Cousin V.
It's the end of school,
Cousin
y'all,
v.
so that's why.
Happy,
Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers.
Yes, and Cousin V, before you start, I just want to say a big shout-out to my cousin that I love so much. And if you would, just give recognition to your daughter right now before you start the sports report, because I know it's been a year now, so go right ahead and share with us really quick.
Yes, Saturday I said to God, I want to be happy on that day. I didn't want to really be sad on Saturday. So I met a coworker I had never met before. She'd been working there 9 years, and she came in that morning at 6 o'clock, and we ended up watching a Jamaican wedding from Kingston, Jamaica, and they've been married 7 years, and then come to discover she is born in October, same month as Brandy, which Brandy Monique Lamb is my daughter. She died May 13th last year. Sunday was the hardest day on Mother's Day, but I got through Saturday, and like I said, I got a chance to watch the wedding. The lady that came in, she had so much in common. She was born in October, same as Brandy. Both of them are left-handed. And then she was born October the 9th, on the same day as the relationship that I'm in. He's born October the 9th. So it just was so amazing how God sent you here, because I did. I told him I didn't want to be sad. But, yes, Sunday was even harder for Mother's Day, because most of y'all seen the tribute that Google put that memory together, and then I shared it where she smiles in every picture. So, yes, tribute to my daughter.
Yes, we love Brandy, and we miss Brandy, and she's always in our hearts.
I know, and then she baked the beautiful cakes.
and don't forget about her peach cobbler, the little peach cobbler cupcakes that she made. Oh, my God.
The tacos, the rolls that she made, everybody loved those, and the cheesecake, some cheesecake. It has some of everything, and including pecans.
What was it called? Sweet Perfections?
Okay. Monique Sweet Perfections. Yeah, you can still go on her website on Facebook and on Instagram. It's Monique's Sweet Perfections, and you'll see all the beautiful cakes and desserts that she made.
All right, all right, all right. Happy Mother's Day, Cousin V, to you,
too. Thank you so much. That's the hardest thing, is to lose a child. Like my daughter left 7 months after my sister that was next to me, Brenda, and Brenda was outgoing and outstanding too. So, happy Mother's Day in heaven to her also. But her and then Sharon, they all had breast cancer. Sharon is still here. She just wrote that book, Save the Girls or something like that. It's a book tour.
Yes.
So you can look on Sharon Jones' page and you can see the Save the Girls, and they will be doing book signings. So I don't know when they come to California, but they did Dallas last week.
Oh, my gosh. I didn't know. Go right ahead. We're going over. Go ahead and do the sports report. We need our sports report. I want to know what's up with our Lakers, too. Go right ahead.
Okay,
take the floor.
I am starting off with the NBA, so I'm going to give you the quick scores. Game 4, Miami led 3-1. They beat the Knicks 109-101. Game 4, L.A. Lakers led 3-1. They beat Golden State 104-101, and that was all on May 8th. May 9th, the Celtics lost to the 76ers. That Philadelphia was leading 3-2, is 115-103. And then Denver Nuggets, they were leading 3-2. They beat the Suns 118-102. And then on the 10th, Miami was leading 3-2. They beat the Knicks. No, the Knicks beat them 112-103. And then the Lakers lost to the Warriors also that night, 121-106. And then in Game 6, the series was tied between the Celtics and the 76ers. They lost to the Celtics 95-86. Denver wins on that night on May 11th, 125-100. They went 4-2. Miami also May 12th. beat the Knicks, and they won 42-96-92. And then the L.A. Lakers beat the Warriors 122-101. That was May 12th, and they won they won 42. Boston wins 4-3 on yesterday. The Celtics beat the 76ers 112-88. So the conference finals game one tomorrow, the Lakers and the Nuggets at 8:30. Game one, the Heat and the Celtics, May 17th at 8:30, and all games are Eastern Standard Time, which is my Florida time.
All right.
And the NHL hockey, the Devils on May 11th, it was 3-2, Hurricanes over the Devils. And then game five, the Dallas Stars out of Texas, they were 5-2. Okay. They were 5-2, and then Florida Panthers, they win 4-1 over Maple Leafs. And then game five, the Oilers lost to the Knights 4-3. Game six, the series was tied between the Stars and the Kraken 6-3, and that was on the 13th. And then the Knights win 4-2 over the Oilers 5-2. And so game seven today will be between the Kraken and the Stars, and it's at 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Next week I will give y'all sports on the Major League Baseball, but this is my sports report, and y'all have a blessed week.
Amen. Let's give a big hand for the sports report. Thank you very much for the sports report.
All right.
Cousin B.
So wait, let me get this right. So the Lakers are advancing, right?
They won. Yeah, so tomorrow,
right,
like I was saying, it will be the Lakers and the Nuggets tomorrow at 8:30. And then game one on Wednesday the 17th at 8:30, it'll be the Heat and the Celtics. So we went from the Elite Eight to the Final Four.
Wow. Okay, so without further ado, I don't know if you guys can see this, but it's my Dorsey Don pin. So I want to give a shout-out to all my Dorsey Don pin. But without further ado, it's time for the most important part of our show, and it's called the commentary. Professor Eames, take your time. Please take the floor. Give us the commentary. We're going over. We're normally through but at 11, but we're going over today so we can give the commentary. Please take the floor, Professor Eames.
Thank you so much, Pastor Jones. And once again, this has been a fabulous show, and thank you so much for having the forum that gives us all our 15 minutes worth of fame. And I'm going to also say thank you to everyone, to Cousin V. Thank you so much for the wonderful sports report, and thank you for sharing with us how well Mother's Day was for you, and our prayers and our hopes, and also to the family as we honor your daughter, Brandy. To Clarence Allen, thank you so much for your Prophet's Corner as a regulator. To Dr. Granny V, once again, knocked it out of the ballpark with the way that things are, especially what we should do in food preparation and also keeping ourselves healthy. Shout out to Talana Jones, as well as Melanie Aubrey, and to Dr. Aretha Adams-Jones, and to Linda Goldie, and also to Pastor Terry Wilson, her prayers with you, and to Sheila Temple-Ake for all the input that she's provided to us. Now, during this show, we talked about, first of all, a wonderful, wonderful praise to all the mothers, and I'll get to that in a sec, and just the wonderful day that was Sunday and all the praise and the love that has been shared. Now, one thing that we're looking at with this talk of the FDA is the question of, what are we doing for our own self-care? What are we doing? How do we know that we're doing the right things for ourselves by the first intake of putting our food into our bodies? And in doing so, we ask the question on, do you know what you're eating? And that can the FDA violate you because of the fact it might be preservatives and things like that are in the food that you don't know about, but which can still harm you and could be cancerous overall. And the answer came to as yes, because we don't know what's in our food. And as all the panelists mentioned, that this is something that, Pastor Jones, I'm going to quote, read, You need to make sure that you understand what's going on into your food. And as I had mentioned, if you see organic, that is a good way to determine what is not organic. So I'm glad that the labels are working. And so you want to be very mindful. And as Clarence mentioned, there are those foods that are not going to be healthy, but it's foods that you grew up with, and that probably was your favorite that mom gave you, so that as a reward or so. So you have to still be mindful. And it's also the idea that when we're talking about plant-based, we're looking at the idea of plant-based that was as an alternative to what goes on within the slaughterhouses that are there, possibly as a way to move society away from having a lot of cattle or moving towards a natural way of just providing food in a proper manner. Whatever the issue is, it is important that we all stay woke, which was one of its terms, because the fact that it is your body, it is your health, and you are responsible. Yeah. And as Granny V and I share, we have allergies, and food-related allergies. That means that both of us have to be very careful on what we put into our bodies, because the fact that it could have major effects, whether it could be closing up your esophagus or rashes or even problems of headaches, especially sugar, and staying away from that as well. So this was a wonderful, holistic way of taking a look at who you are as a person. Now, the person who really knows who you are as a person is our moms. The one thing about it that we wanted to remind everyone was part of Mother's Day was the fact that our mothers did everything they could to be healthy. They looked at the proper foods. They looked at all of the nurturing things and natural things because they wanted to make sure that their babies were healthy. So the juices, the fruits, the vegetables, all of these things mothers took time to nurture us with to show us that this is the way to be done, because otherwise it would break their hearts that the children that they produced were not eating properly or healthy. So in looking at this picture, we are reminded of the joy, because I notice that whenever family members, moms and young moms finally got pregnant, even though they had fussed about this, they've been angry overall, they were the happiest because now they had a baby they could fuss with over the process, and it was the happiest time for them from carrying it. Now, the birth, of course, that's another thing, but at least it was there. So when we think of mothers, we think of joy, we think of love, we think of the nurturer, we think of the teacher, and we think of the hugger with the best hugs that shows how our word today unconditionally, how they truly loved us to make us who we are, and that they lived by faith through God that everything was going to be okay. But then they also made sure to stay prayed up so that whatever was happening, that prayer, they put their imprint on us. So as we move forward, we at least had their mark in us, that prayer, preparation, love, and patience would be a good representation of what they did as part of their journey with the Lord, to work with us with our journey in the Lord, and to pass things on to us as the Lord has asked them to do. So in honoring our mothers, we're sitting here and we are having this wonderful day, but we're also reminded of our responsibility that they've shared with us. And to honor them, the greatest thing that we can do is to carry on their legacy of loving our kids, their grandkids, and their great-grandkids in the same way that they loved us, no different than the way that God sent his only son and loved us unconditionally in order for us to prosper in his and our mother's name. So in this ending of this, all we can say is blessed the Lord for his wisdom, his grace, and his mercy, and his trust in mothers to carry on the legacy that he's provided for us. With that, I yield back to you, Pastor Jones.
Wow, thank you so much, Professor.
Professor Ring.
Thank you, Professor Ring. I want to send a shout out to my buddy Virgil. We went to high school together, middle school too, and also to Brother James Hudson all the way out there in Texas. God bless you, my brother. I want to just share with you really quick. Edie said, praise the Lord. Another great show to you, Eddie, and to each one of the co-hosts. And now I want to give you really quick the word of the week, okay? The word of the week is unconditionally. Unconditionally is the word of the week. Unconditionally. That's how your relationship should be with your mother. And just use the word all week, unconditionally. When you get into a situation, unconditionally. And then now our topic, our scripture of the week is 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 5 and 7. And it reads, therefore, we are always confident we live by faith and not by sight. Amen. I'm going to read that to you one more time. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 5 and 7. And it reads, therefore, we are always confident we live by faith and not by sight. You're on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, the Eddie Justice Jones Radio Talk Show, where we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights, because we all have rights. And I tell this to everybody, yes, unconditionally is the word of the week, and 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 6 and 7. And so I want to say this to you. The only limit in life is the one you put on yourself, so let there be no limits. The only limit in life is the one you put on yourself, so let there be no limits. And so with that being said, I want you to apply that to your day and your week. The second thing I want to tell you is that the best is yet to come. The best is yet to come. And last but not least, on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, I want to thank all of my producers, co-producers, and everybody that works on the show, assists in the show, helps out with the show, does what they do on the show. I want to thank all of the people out on Facebook. Thank you guys on Facebook Live for your opinions, for your sharing your feelings and everything. I love the way that we participate, and I thank you guys for all the hearts that you always send up to me all the time. I appreciate all those hearts because that means a special shout-out to Pastor Terry Wilson, shout-out to Brother James Hutton, a shout-out to Barbara Hubbard, to everybody who came on the show, Rochelle Moore, everybody. You know, I can't thank you guys enough, Cousin V, everyone. And I love you guys. And whatever you do, don't let nothing and nobody steal your joy. We'll see you here next Monday. And here's the real question, y'all. The real question is, what's going on?
Hey, what's up now?
Brother, what's up?
Mother, mother, there's too many of you to cry. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you die. You know we've